Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and we are horribly running out of time. So our final question for the night. Joan, before you ask your question, just to say if you have outstanding questions and we have them here, we will pass them on to the candidates. They can choose to answer those on their websites if all the candidates are agreeing there. We'll pass you on all the details that we have. But Joan from Roxall, your question, please.
Good evening. I have a disabled child who will always need some kind of support. Which party will be best for his long-term future? Not in the next 5 years, his lifetime.
Well, the first thing we'll do is get rid of the bedroom tax.
Just to recap then. So Joan has a disabled child that will always need support. Which party will be best for his long-term future?
Ian McKee's first on this one.
Under UKIP, every person will get the right amount of funding and treatment that they require always. If we'd be absolutely consistent on this.
Thank you. Ian Stevens, Independent.
Thank you. And as I said at the top of my list, it was health and social care, and it should be properly funded and people should be supported. And whoever it is, whatever disability, if they need support, they should have that support. And that's the way that I feel it, and that's the way that I would vote in the House of Commons. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. David Goodall, Lib Dem.
Yeah, I would also agree that people who need support their whole lives should be supported. I have a niece who is in the same situation, who's going to need support her whole life. She's currently living at Ryde, and I think you have to make sure that people who need support in that way their whole life always get supported.
Thank you very much, David Goodall for the Liberal Democrats, Vix Lowthian for the Green Party.
I think Stuart's going to talk about the bedroom tax, so I won't steal his thunder, but ending the bedroom tax, yes. Ending the ATOS assessments, go back to a reliance on GPs, which is a much fairer system, somebody who actually knows your family. And increase the carer's allowance by up to 50%. Carers save our country £119 billion a year. We need to value our carers.
Vix Lowthian, thank you very much. Moving on to Stuart Blackmore for Labour.
Yeah, I agree with what Vix says. We'll just reciprocate here, Vix, about the carers' allowance. The carers have been, quite frankly, ripped off in this country, and it's an absolute disgrace. We'll give disabled people new rights to fulfil their ambitions and aspirations. We'll give them a fair chance to lead a normal life. And by that, if they move into housing, that housing must be adequately equipped to cater for disabled people. That's one of the first things that we should do to ensure that disabled people live a normal life. We'll review their work capabilities and their assessments. The first thing we'll do, of course, is scrap ATOS. And, of course, we will scrap that iniquitous and disgraceful bedroom tax. Will you do that, Andrew?
Stuart Blackmore for Labour, thank you. Andrew Turner, Conservative.
The answer is no, except for those who need the extra rooms. They get an extra room whenever that's happened. But let's look at which party is going to be there after the next election. It's either the Conservatives or Labour. And you have to decide who you are going to trust and whom you would trust more. Let's just look at one other thing. When we take over at the last election, we cut the amount of borrowing by one third. That meant there was more money to spend on the people throughout the country, and including those youngsters who were in trouble. So we've got a better record of handling money than the Labour Party.
Thank you, candidates. Joan, what do you think about what they've just said? Have you chosen your party from that?
I've not chosen my party. I mean, no one's going to stand there and say we're not going to help disabled children. You know, it would be good to have firm kind of ideas about how we're going to help children and what promises. People like me who know that one day they're going to have their child in the carer's estate. We're not always going to be here as mothers, and we need to put things in place to know that our children will always be safe.
Is there one thing that you could point to that you'd like to see, whoever's elected here would like to be able to help your child?
I'd like more, say, from the parents, because it's the parents who know that child best and will always have that child's best interest at heart.
Thank you, Joan. Any other thoughts on that, candidates?
Aaron and Lucy have been ruthless in just restricting us to the 1 minute there, which precludes us from giving us a full answer, but surely email me and I'll certainly get back to you.
Candidates, I think we may have reached the end.
We have. Thank you very much for your full and frank answers tonight.
One more.
We've got, unfortunately, we have a wealth of answers here, and a wealth of questions, rather. And if you do have a question that hasn't been answered tonight, and we don't already have it, make sure on your way out that you just stick it down on a piece of paper. We will pass it on to the candidates. We were always going to be inundated with questions today. So we do have to say thank you very much to Stuart Blackmore from Labour, David Goodall from the Liberal Democrats, Vix Lowthian from the Green Party, Ian McKee from UKIP, Ian Stevens, Independent, and Andrew Turner from the Conservatives. Thank you very much indeed for joining us here at St George's Park in Newport, and to everybody listening at home. Ladies and gentlemen, there is some poll cards.
Please fill them
on
in.
Your seats. Drop them in to our special receptacle on the way out. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening at home as well, there will be a poll online on Isle of Wight Radio and on the County Press's website as well. And you will find that it's the same that the audience members are being given the chance to answer. You can only vote once on that online poll, and it closes at 10 o'clock tonight. The results will be revealed on Friday with the County Press and with Isle of Wight Radio, and there'll be more roundup on air on Isle of Wight Radio tomorrow morning. One final, before everyone departs, round of applause for the candidates tonight. Thank you very much indeed.
And please put a few pennies in the buckets for Newport Football Club, and thank you to them for hosting us tonight. It's been very good of them.
Tom and John will rejoin you at Isle of Wight Radio from St George's Park. Thank you and good night.
Join the conversation. Hustings Live on Twitter. #IWVote.